By Monday morning, at least five Democratic lawmakers had called on President Joe Biden to be replaced on the Democratic ticket in the wake of his dismal performance in his debate with Donald Trump. But Biden says he's not bowing out. He took part in a phone interview on MSNBC's Morning Joe program.
Joining us now, the 46th President of the United States and presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden, calling in to Morning Joe right now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Mika, I'm more than presumptive. I'm going to be the Democratic nominee.
Since the debate with Trump, Biden has been on the road, holding campaign events and interviews, and he says he's confident the average voter still wants him in the race.
The bottom line here is that we're not going anywhere. I am not going anywhere. I wouldn't be running if I didn't absolutely believe that I am the best candidate to beat Donald Trump in 2024. We had a Democratic nominating process where the voters spoke clearly. I won 14 right. million of those votes, et cetera. So
he was asked about some of the prominent Democrats that have called for a replacement candidate, including Adam Schiff, Julian Castro, and Tim Ryan. Biden was not impressed, saying he does not care what big names think.
I'm getting so frustrated by the elites, talking about you guys, but by the elites in the party who they know so much more. But if any of these guys don't think I should run against me, go ahead, announce the president. Challenge me at the convention.
Besides his interviews and campaign speeches, Biden paid a surprise visit to the Democratic campaign office in Philadelphia, where he was greeted with chants of four more years. Democratic Congressmember Madeline Dean was among the supporters.
I have had the privilege of serving alongside this president for 3.5 years, and before you became president, I had the turmoil of serving in Congress with the former guy. We know the contrast. This is not a guessing game. We know there's one man of character, integrity, and accomplishment, and we know there's one man who is a crook, a criminal, corrosive to our democracy.
Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman also showed up, saying he knows what it's like to have a bad debate.
There is only one person in the country that's ever kicked Trump's ass in an election, and that is your president.
Besides Democrats, Biden also got a show of support from independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Sanders praised Biden for having the guts to talk about issues like taking on corporate America, along with issues like Social Security, expanding Medicare, and a permanent child tax credit to address childhood poverty. Sanders says Biden had a terrible debate performance, but he says Biden has done better since. And anyway, he says Biden stands with the elderly, children, the working class, and the poor.
What we are talking about now is not a Grammy Award contest for best singer. Biden is old. He's not as articulate as he once was. I wish he could jump up the steps on Air Force One. He can't. What we have got to focus on is policy. Whose policies have and will benefit the vast majority of the people in this country.
Sanders was speaking on the CBS program Face the Nation. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham was also on the program, but with a different take on things.
I am very concerned that this man is not capable of being commander-in-chief for four more months. So let's have testing to resolve this debate. Let's test Trump. Let's test Biden. Let's test everybody in the line of succession.
You've made that point clear.
That idea of cognitive tests is one that also came up in Biden's Morning Joe interview.
In terms of my neurological capacity, I had a physical, a neurological physical as well in February. It's released. I released all my records. All of them. And I have a neurological test every single day. Try sitting behind this desk and making these decisions. You know it. Both of you know it. They know it. I'm not bad at what I do.
That's an argument Biden will keep making as he holds a busy schedule in the coming weeks. The question now is how Democratic leaders, campaign donors, and voters will respond. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.